Sinn Féin MLA Gerry Kelly. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction to what you've just heard?
Well, I think Donnie Kinahan has said it all. There is a single thought involved in this, which is very obvious from what he says and also what Mike Nesbitt has said. And any time I've been listening to him, and it's about electoral advantage. It's about putting, or at least trying to put, the DUP behind the eight ball in the lead until the next election. And I don't think they've thought it out. I think that's a single thought. I don't think they have a strategy. Mike Nesbitt says that they can work their way through it. The way he has worked his way through it is to leave the field, is to not be involved in the discussions which are very necessary around the Tory cuts around, where I would argue we were making substantial progress on legacy issues, and now he's just thrown that to the side.
Yeah, your big problem is this. People believe George Hamilton, the Chief Constable. They're not going to believe Gerry Adams, are they?
Well, I don't know if it's a big problem, and let me add to it, because I do think this is at the core of it. So the Chief Constable has made his assessment. The Commissioner of the Garda Síochána has made an assessment which agrees with him, as does Francis Fitzgerald, who is the Justice and Equality Minister in the South, Michael McDowell, who used to be the Justice Minister, Dermot Hearn, and I think we've actually heard Bertie Hearn as well. Now, they say that the IRA exists, but they also say that the IRA is not active. Now, just let me finish this point. Our view is contrary to that, in this sense that we have said that the IRA have left the field. In 2005, they made a statement, and they have gone away, and they aren't coming back. And I'm very active in saying that. But yeah. If you melt that down...
Yeah, here's your problem.
I'll finish on this, and you can come back, right? If you melt that down, then what the unionists have walked out over is that they believe there is an organisation existing, even though everybody is saying, from whatever angle they're coming at, that they are clearly not active.
Yeah, but that's not the point, is it? It's whether the organisation exists or not, because they may not be active now, but your former pals might come back with guns and bullets in the future. That's the point. If they exist, are your mates going to come back and start shooting people again?
Well, that's the point. When I say they have gone away and they're not coming back, I mean they have gone away and they're not coming back. The only people who have produced guns over the last decade and more has been the so-called dissidents. And we have stood not just firm against them, we have condemned them, we have faced them down. This action against drugs,
but it is not only
in the last couple of weeks I've been criticising them, they have been involved in everything from extortion.
Do Sinn Féin's denials wash anymore? Are all the past denials not coming back to haunt you? Hold on. Okay. Gerry Adams wasn't in the IRA. The Northern Bank robbery wasn't the IRA. The IRA weren't involved in the Robert McCartney murder. The IRA weren't involved in the Paul Quinn murder. How much do you want me to list where the IRA have denied things, Sinn Féin have backed them up, and yet people on the street doubt it big time?
Well,
nobody believes you.
You say people on the street, and we always need to be careful about talking for people on the street, but you have listed certainly what political unionism and others have said, and we disagree. And we disagreed on many things, and many debates which get very rowdy up in the Assembly. But what Mike Nesbitt has done is he's decided to pull the place down about it. Now, tell me where that brings us. Tell me what that does in terms of this. And let me talk about a bit of hypocrisy since you're pointing things out here. Last July, and you pointed this out yourself, I think, last July, Mike Nesbitt was sitting in the room with me talking about the issues which needed to be talked about, and left it over a parade, left the talks and went and stood shoulder to shoulder with people who are clearly involved or attached to organisations, which there is no doubt, and I mean, there has not been a unionist on here, and you know, you can nearly describe these people as arm's length bodies attached to unionism. They have not denied that they're involved in murder, that they're involved in extortion, that they continue to do all of that as organisations. The PSNI have also said that that they're involved in all of that. So let's, you know, when they're not in government, let's not get too high on the horse.
They're not in government.
And what does that mean?
It means they're not in government. It means they don't have ministers.
They're
not running this country.
For the first time, they walked out and formed the combined unionist leadership with people they knew were involved in attached to murders that were getting carried out contemporaneously. The unionist forum as well. Every time there is a crisis, what Mike Nesbitt has done, and he's been in the leadership of this, is he has bonded together with the loyalists who are involved in all of this and more interested in their unity and what effect that has politically than he is in moving the whole process
forward. Do you have confidence?
Party political reason.
Do you have confidence in the Chief Constable?
I've said, and I'm on the policing board, so I quite often argue with the Chief Constable. I also quite often agree with him. I agree with some of the things he said, and I disagree with others.
Do you have confidence in him?
I'll finish this in 2 seconds. As, by the way, Stephen, does everybody else, including yourself? There are times that people agree with these things that the police are doing, and there are times they will question.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. This isn't about there are times this and there are times that, yin and yang. This is one of the biggest calls since his appointment that the Chief Constable will have had to make. This is the big one so far for the Chief Constable. When he says the IRA exists, this is the biggest decision of his career so far. He has also said that certainly the PSNI has said, an infrastructure exists at a senior level of the IRA. So, if Sinn Féin disagree with that, how can Sinn Féin have confidence in the judgment of the Chief Constable going forward?
Well, I was actually one of the people on a very large panel who ended up picking George Hamilton as the Chief Constable. We will continue to disagree on many things.
Jerry, this isn't about the weather. This isn't about many things.
But let me just say something. Let me give you an example of many things, including the use or the misuse of state agents, which is an ongoing sore, which is dealt with many,
many times. You're going off on a tangent.
You're taking us off on a tangent.
The police have said, have said an infrastructure exists at a senior level of the IRA.
I know what the police are saying.
Right, but hold on a minute. A senior level of the IRA. So obviously some people are going to be thinking, senior level. Now, what is senior level of the IRA? Is that Martin McGuinness? Is that Gerry Kelly? Is that you? A senior level of the IRA.
Well, are you making an accusation or are you asking a question?
I'm asking a question. And you know I'm asking a question.
What question are you asking?
I'm asking a question as to how...
I was in the IRA. And when I was in the IRA, I was not in Sinn Féin. And when I left jail, I joined Sinn Féin. And as I'm in Sinn Féin, I'm not in the IRA. Does that clear it up? Because you're now in the messing, Stephen.
I'm not messing.
Well, you are.
I'm quoting the most senior police officer in this country.
No one asked the most senior police officer, am I in Sinn Féin or the IRA? I mean, let's not be silly
about
this.
I'm saying this. The most senior police officer in this country is saying that an infrastructure exists at a senior level.
Would you say, Jerry? I don't want to pick a name. Would you pick a senior person from the Ulster Unionists and ask them, are they also in the UDA? Or are they also in the UVF? Would you even think of asking that question? Because all of your mentality, with due respect to you, is centered around this, when we have a very obvious conjoining of unionists, very senior unionists, with loyalists, very senior loyalists, when murder and mayhem is taking place on our streets.
Well, let me just focus on why I asked you. When the police say that an infrastructure exists at a senior level of the IRA, and you were a former senior member of the IRA, who would be on the IRA then? Who is in the senior infrastructure?
You need to have this conversation with the PSNI who have said this.
Who you have confidence in? Who you trust?
Listen,
you helped appoint?
And who I disagree with on this.
On the biggest call George Hamilton's made so far?
He has, I presume, basing his position on intelligence, and quite often I've disagreed over the issue of intelligence, and I can give you examples of it if you want. Now, I disagree with him on this. There are things that I absolutely agree with him on, and one of them, by the way, is that they follow the evidence. I don't care where the evidence brings them. I don't care what surprise or otherwise it might bring.
Presumably they're following the evidence to make an assessment.
They need to be brought to justice because that's what these families need. And let me repeat this again, because there have been two deaths and none of the unionists come out to say anything about the death of Jack Davison or indeed Kevin McGuigan until the police made their statement. And only then did they show interest. So you have to ask, is it a genuine interest in bringing justice and helping these grieving families, or is it purely political? And in my opinion, it is purely political.
Sinn Féin's old friends from the IRA, did they not detect any anger over the killing of their comrade, Gerard Jock Davison? Did you not detect any anger within your former friends in the IRA?
I was at the funeral and
was there anger?
Yes, there was anger.
And what happened to that anger?
There was anger. With due respect, Stephen, you know, you're trying to make things quite illogically here. Have you ever been to a funeral where someone was murdered where there was not anger? Of course there's anger. And of course there's fear.
But it's
and
not
of
a
lot.
Okay.
Of course there's all of that.
And the train of thought is it's not therefore illogical to say that maybe it was in people's minds to hit back.
Well, what the Chief Constable has said is he believes that there are individuals. Now, let me say this, because we're in a post-conflict situation, or at least I suppose that people will debate that, but I believe we're in a post-conflict situation. And it is not uncalled or unheard of in other situations where people who were once involved in an honourable struggle, if I could put it that way, then become involved in criminality. Now, I think if you compare here, for instance, to South Africa or other places, you will find that we're not even in the same league.
Say that again, Jerry. It's no surprise? Is that what you said there? Sorry.
I said it. It's no surprise. It's no surprise that individuals can be involved in this, but I can't stand over what individuals did. Your question in the first instance was, has the IRA gone away? And I say it has. If you're asking me, could Republicans who were once Republicans involved in the struggle, could they be involved in criminality? Some of them could. But it is the difference between people who used to be in the IRA being involved in that, or any other organisation for that matter, by the way,
except
or the organisation itself. And the organisation itself has gone away.
Except the police force in Northern Ireland, who you helped appoint, who you support, you have a confidence in the Chief Constable. This is the police force who we all rely on now to protect us against dissidents, to protect us against bombs, to protect us against all sorts of things. Their intelligence, their assessment is that infrastructure exists at a senior level of the IRA. Now, if they've got that wrong, then we can't really trust them with anything else, can we? How can
the only person with respect in this conversation who has been absolute.
Well, this matters. This matters.
But I've gone through this for many years, through, especially Ian Paisley Jr. And all these people getting up and arguing that we can't disagree with the Chief Constable. And then the following week, you would have him on disagreeing with the Chief Constable.
This is a big call.
This is not just Sinn Féin or Republicans disagreeing with particular views of the Chief Constable or indeed any other police officer. This is every party, and it's happening at the minute, just by the way, because despite the fact that Donnie Kinnegan repeated time and time again that they believe the Chief Constable and trust him, Mike Nesbitt was the one who said it's time to go past the British Secretary of State and the Chief Constable and set up some sort of independent group to make an assessment. So he doesn't believe he's independent either.
What happens?
So ask him about that.
What happens if the DUP pull out too? What will Sinn Féin do?
Well, we will assess all of that as we always have, if it happens, and move ahead in that. But the one thing I can tell you is this, you know, and this at the bottom of all this, remember, we are elected by people. And the people, the voters who elect us are no less worthy than the voters who elect any other person to that assembly or indeed to Westminster or the Dáil or the councils. And we will stand up for that democratic vote. We are not just single people. We are people who represent thousands of votes. And we will make sure that that vote is not done down by anyone.
Well, you can't, can you? If they walk, you don't have an executive anymore.
Well, they don't have an executive anymore either, Stephen. You have to remember that. So if they want to disenfranchise the Sinn Féin vote, those Republicans and Nationalists who are voting for us, they will also disenfranchise all those tens of thousands of Unionists who also want this to work. So that's their responsibility, because we are not the ones who are walking away from this.
Has Martin McGuinness been talking to Peter Robinson over the last 48 hours?
Well, both Martin McGuinness and I, Peter Robinson, are on holidays, but I understand that there may have been some contact, but I'm not sure. We have certainly been in contact with everyone, including the Chief Constable.
I guess what I'm trying to establish is that at the leadership level, Peter and Martin, are there, you know, are you still on speaking terms? And is there going to be a sit down to try to sort this out, or are all bets off?
Well,
is the relationship broken down?
In fairness, they're both on holidays, but let me say, I could say this, I think, to make the assumption, yes, they are still on speaking terms, because what we want to do is get through this difficulty as we've got through every other difficulty, and there's no point not speaking. The one lesson we have learned in all of this, Stephen, over the years, is when there's no talking going on, then there's no advance.
So is the DUP still talking to you?
Well, I haven't been talking to anyone. That's all that I can say. People are on holidays. That will change very rapidly in the next number of days and week. And we will be sitting down to talk to. What I can tell you is this: the only thing I can be very certain of and say to you is that Sinn Féin will certainly be up for talking to everyone and anyone. This is a crisis created. Let me put this in two ways. Of course, it was created by the deaths that occurred recently, but the political crisis has been created by Mike Nesbitt making this move, which is, to say it's premature is a big understatement. This is purely to try and get electoral advantage.
Well, actually, the crisis has been created by George Hamilton saying the IRA still exists.
Well, let's not argue over that. We have a crisis. What the upping of the ante, if you like, in that, is that Mike Nesbitt has made this move, has made this announcement, which he, I presume, expects to be verified on Saturday. And he has changed it into a different thing. So he is the only threat to the institutions at this moment.
It is a big issue, though, for unionists, obviously, the existence of the IRA. And on this show earlier this week, I just want to come back to this, Jerry, and then we're done. On the show earlier this week, talking about her son's murder. Like, here's another example. Paul Quinn's mum, Bree, had this to say about Jerry Adams.
Jerry Adams knows who I'm talking about. When, you know, sometimes you feel sorry for him because he just stands there and tells lie after lie and everybody's laughing at him. Like.
That's what people are hearing from bereaved mothers.
Yes.
Nobody believes the denials.
Well, you keep saying nobody believes, you know, the denials. Mrs. Quinn has lost her son, and I don't want to be on here fighting with Mrs. Quinn. She deserves justice. She deserves to know the truth about her son, and she deserves those who were involved in the killing to be brought to justice. Now, I can't make it any clearer than that. I have made it quite clear around the killings of Jack Davison and Kevin McGuigan, the same thing. I'm not naive. I was involved in a struggle, in a war, in a conflict, call it whatever you will. That time has passed. We have moved massively forward. What I think Mike Nesbitt is doing is at least trying to move as massively back, and I have to say, on the basis of what he thinks will be electoral advantage, which, by the way, I don't think will be, but that's up to him. He will work all that out.
Would Sinn Féin support an independent commission being brought into Northern Ireland to establish whether the IRA does exist in some form or not, whether the Chief Constable is right or not?
I think with respect, it's a bit mad that you come at me. And indeed, you might have Danny Kinnahan on the same basis in fair play to you for 15, 20 minutes on the basis of, do you agree that the Chief Constable is and the PSNI should move ahead with this? All of these things need to be built on evidence.
No, the question is...
That's what the rule of law is.
Yeah, the question is, would Sinn Féin support an independent commission?
I know what the question is.
Well, don't talk it then.
And I'm asking you. I'm not dozing. I'm asking you.
Well, don't ask me questions.
Well, why not? Why would you argue for something else outside of what we have?
Well, because you're saying the Chief Constable's got it wrong.
Yes, and
that's why you would bring an independent commission in to establish beyond the Chief Constable, beyond the man that you have confidence in that's making a bad call, in your view.
What would make the commission independent? And you know, to what end would that bring us anywhere?
Well, you know how independent commissions could be set up. Let me phrase the question differently, Gerry. If you're so sure the IRA doesn't exist, why would you not support an independent commission to rubber stamp that?
I didn't support it.
Well, let me ask the question. Would you support an independent commission?
Well, if someone is deciding to bring forward an independent commission, we will look at the commission to see if it is independent, and then we will make some decision on that, I would have thought, is the sensible way to do it.
Right. So make some decision on it. So that's neither a yes nor a no.
That's exactly what it is, yes.
Okay. Last question. This is just the latest crisis, isn't it? If you think of all the poisoning and the breakdown of trust at Stormont, flags, parades, the past, the maze, victims, welfare reform, budget, it's kind of been a mess. It's not sustainable, is it? All the promises we got in 2011 of delivery, of working together, you know, listen to what I've just said. Flags, parades, past, maze, victims, welfare reform. It doesn't work.
I think it's extremely cumbersome, but that is the price that we had to pay for power sharing, etc. And of course, it takes two to tango. And I know Mike Nesbitt and others, and as the appeal said, you know, Sinn Féin and the DUP have been in the driver's seat. All you have to do is think back. You know, I know people have short memories, but think back when the UUP and the SDLP were in the driver's seat. Do you think it was massively better? I think we can move through this. We have moved through it. People are frustrated, including myself, who's involved in it, frustrated with the length of time sometimes it takes to come to decisions and to bring people across the line and to get a compromise and to do all of that. But up to last week, we were involved in the Stormont House Implementation Group. I'm involved in it with many others. And we were, in my opinion, and making substantial advances, at least on the issue of legacy and indeed on other issues. Now, they are still problems which are going to face us. And wherever Mike Nesbitt thinks he's bringing us, he's going to have to come back to this point, because these are issues which still need to be resolved.
May 2011, Martin McGuinness said, "Let us confound everybody. Let us continue to work together in a united way and ensure that we continue to improve the quality of the lives of the people whom we represent."
Well, it's a good statement, and I agree with it. Let us
hasn't worked,
again,
has it?
But listen, let us again confound people, because many, many times people like yourself, and I know Bames for this, he's analysing the situation, have said this was impossible, that was impossible, and the other one was impossible. What I can tell you as I'm sitting here, that Mike Nesbitt's move, right, is of no assistance, if you take it on its own, is of no assistance to us trying to move forward, and indeed is absolutely about electoral advantage. And even in his speeches and in what Danny Kinahan said, it's all over their reasoning as well.